Hey everyone, welcome to your angel message. Enjoy this moment. Whatever is happening right now, seek joy in the moment. You might be feeling down or stressed out about a situation you're in. The angels are saying you need to find something that you can be grateful for. This will help you shift your energy. You know, when we get stuck in a stressful situation, we lower our vibration, common sense, right? But the thing is that when we allow ourselves to stay in that moment for quite some time, it actually makes it harder for you to get out of that energy. You know, for a couple of years, I was really down on myself, just with a lot of personal things going on. And I still have my moments because I'm learning to just be more grateful. And what I realize is the more that you can be grateful for, the more that you can show appreciation for, it's more difficult to stay in a lower vibration. And I mean, I'm not saying, you know, we're always going to be, you know, in a positive attitude and all of that. Because like I always say, we always need that balance. But if you really sit down and think of what you've been through up until this point, you have a lot to be grateful for. You know, oh my gosh, my nose. Sorry, I had like a fluff. There's so much, like little things. It's the little things. You know, we think that we look at stuff from like a big perspective. You know, when we see big things, like changes or anything, that's when we feel like, oh, you know, I have this to be grateful for. But what about all the little things? Because the truth is, all the little things is actually what led to the big things. So you can't just be grateful just for that end goal, I want to say, but it's not really your end goal, but you get what I mean. So we need to be in this moment. In this moment, as you're watching this video, think of what you can be grateful for. If you're stuck in this negative, let's say, or toxic situation, majority of the time, that situation started off good. Just along the way, you know, things could have fell apart and things just happened. But it started from a good place. Otherwise, we wouldn't have put ourselves into that situation. So this is what I mean. Instead of just focusing always on the negative, you're going to draw in more negative situations because your perception of whatever it is you're going through, of it being in a negative aspect, because, you know, you're upset, you're angry, anxiety, any of that, you are going to attract more of it, because when situations do come present themselves, you're going to perceive it in a negative way. And it could be something good. But if you're so stuck in that negative mindset, you're going to perceive everything in a negative aspect. So that's drawing in more, because kind of you're telling God, hey, you know what? I'm good with this because I'm stuck in this, so I want more. The more that you tell yourself, even if you don't believe it, like right in this moment, you don't believe it, tell yourself the story. The more you keep on repeating it, you're going to start believing it. And you know, some may not agree with that, but think of it. If I'm going to keep on telling myself, fuck, I'm stupid. I'm stupid. Wow, oh my God, I'm so stupid. Why did I do that? I'm so stupid. Well, sooner or later, I'm gonna start doubting every decision I make because I'm gonna think I'm not capable of making a correct decision or anything because I'm stupid. So if you turn around and say, you know, I'm capable of doing this, you know what? Even though I'm feeling a little bit of fear, I'm capable of doing this. Like, own up to what you're feeling. I'm not saying to like totally squash the negative emotion that you're feeling. No. You own that. Yeah, you know what? I am scared, but I am capable of doing it. You know what? I don't want to do this right now. But maybe if I did do this instead, I might see a positive result. So in this moment, you know, this is what the angels are trying to say. In this moment, seek the joy. Seek things to be grateful for. It's Sunday. It's the beginning of the week. Set the intentions to start shifting your energy to attract more of what you would like. So this is your message. Not for the particular day, because at any given time that you are listening or watching this, it could be something that you resonate with. So I hope this inspired you or gave you some type of insight. And have a great evening.